listener production.
Hey there, Alistair Kirkby with your local briefing. Almost 30,000 current and former BHP staff could be entitled to a share of hundreds of millions of dollars in back pay. Issues with certain allowances and entitlements dating back to 2010 have been identified in a preliminary review. The mining giant has apologised to those impacted and says it is working to rectify and remediate these issues as quickly as possible. The state opposition says the federal agriculture minister needs to front up to West Aussie farmers about the proposed ban to live sheep exports. They're calling on Murray Watt to look farmers in the eye and explain the reasons behind the ban. Deputy Leader of the Nationals, Peter Rundle, says Mr. Watt is hiding behind the consultation panel.
He needs to actually have a good hard look at himself and actually turn up, front the growers, talk to them about why he wants to close the industry, because they're doing it tough out there. We've got a tough season, which is just exacerbating the problem.
They'll never know it was you who spoke up. That's the message from Crime Stoppers as it launches a new national campaign. It follows figures showing the illicit drug trade is now estimated to be worth more than $10 billion per year. Chief Executive of Crime Stoppers WA, Vince Hughes, says they're turning the focus to air, sea and rail.
WA police have been very, very active in infiltrating the organisations and, I suppose, the organised criminals. And that activity, once you see the activity, you know that it's working.
A convoy of 85 cars has left Geraldton, raising money for the Royal Flying Doctor Service. The Outback car trek has returned to WA for the first time since 2014. 175 trekkers will travel through the Pilbara to Broome before heading to Darwin. In sport, there's still time to apply for the Midwest Gascoyne Regional Netball Championships. Run by Netball WA, the comp features the best of the best in the region across five divisions, from under-11s to seniors. It kicks off July 29. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app.